so young to understand. Anyway, about this, the mystery part. Okay. So we can do it this time without stopping. This person that we talked about in our area, this Wisagi Jaka's name, he's a trickster. And they say that a long time ago, there was a man that wanted to be very good, wants to tell the human being how to love each other. So actually, love is get along, everybody should be brotherly, and everybody should exercise the brotherly love. Anything he can do to make human exist, you know, the right way. Because in those days, you know, there's so many people misuse the spiritual part of their life. Shame and power, very bad in time. So he was trying to preach to the world, to the land, so they won't misuse the shame. And in the story, sometimes he was a human, and sometimes he can be anything. He can join any kind of animals and also call them brother. Everything he met, he wants to call his brother. So anyway, this was a story. Apparently he came from south, towards south. And he traveled to stop a little bit on the James Bay area. He stopped there a certain time. And wherever he traveled, he put the landmarks, you know, where he traveled. And today in the Cape Area de Maria, they call it, in right between James and Hudson Bay, there is a sign there that seems like somebody had put stones for the shelter. And it faced the opening south. And the stones are heavy. No one man can lift them. Probably, if it's possible, maybe the winds would pile them like that, not heavy hydraulic glass. But nobody knows how those things did. None. So they put the story explanation about those mysteries that he was the one who did it. You know, because he can turn himself into anything he wants. Probably a giant at times. He plays the giant sometimes. But that's a short part of it. Anyway, this is what they think. And today, even if you go there, you will see those pile of stones that look like somebody has put them. And nobody knows today who did. Even the people like those, what they call Iminar, they're the only people who look the land. We ask them, you know, they can't. They can't tell you. So they said, you know, well, it's just the formation of nature. And again, from that point, there's another landmark, you know, not too far away. There's a big stone that stands there with 8 feet high. Around stone like this. And many stones of pain sitting like this. And it's another mystery nobody understands. So they say it's not to. And then another one there, west, in another river, it's a 47 river, they call it. And there is a stone right in the fall that stands there sticking out so big. And they say we to get back, you know, jump across that narrow and lost his medicine back. And that's what sticks out there in the middle. So he's that sort of person, you know, the story is like that. He is involved in those mysteries that could not be explained. And there is another place there is a lake, which has existed for you. You see all those things for me. It's nothing but, there's nothing, it's true. These signs, that they look exactly like the first half sun. And that is the power of the mystery of those people. And the other one is on the lake. On the lake, there, here is the lake, and it has the outlet. And beside the outlet, there is a hill that comes out like this, and it formed like a large beaver. And at the tip, right at the edge of the water, there is a stone stick out there. And it's a red impon, which, you know, outcropping, and it's red. And they say that was Wisagi Jaka had hundreds of beavers. That's the beaver house, and that's the site, that's the flood that's been split there. And that's the stone, it looks like it when you look at it. It's like a beaver house, and there's this big rock, red rock. And they related those things that look like that, you know, to Wisagi Jaka. And then finally at the end, they say when the world was coming to be as it is today, when finally, he had predicted that he will go away finally. And he travels from the east, he travels toward west. And he says, I'm going to leave this land and I'm going to go west to wait until the end of time.